Reimagining Supply Chains for a Disrupted World, September 23, 2025. It's time to reimagine how we build, manage, and leverage supply chains to grow stronger despite disruption. So said Andries Retief, DHL Supply Chain CCO for EMEA, in an insightful SAPICS conference presentation. More than 700 supply chain managers convened in Cape Town for the 47th annual SAPICS conference earlier this year to learn, share knowledge, and network. The conference is the leading event in Africa for the supply chain profession. Disruption as a strategic lever. Retief explored how today's volatile global landscape demands bold new thinking. In calm times, logistics is the quiet engine of growth. But in disruption, it becomes something more. A strategic lever, he said, telling SAPICS attendees that we are currently living through an inflection point. Trade lanes are being redrawn. Governments are investing in strategic autonomy. Sustainability is now a prerequisite, he elaborated. The pandemic was merely a stress test for what came next, and the shockwaves are still being felt across industries ranging from e-commerce to biopharma. Looming over all of this is threat of cybersecurity breaches, which Retief said keeps businesses up at night. From headwinds to tailwinds, amid this turbulence, however, lies opportunity. Supply chain leaders who see the current forces at play as headwinds will fall behind. Those who harness them as tailwinds and align their supply chain strategy to these global shifts will accelerate toward sustainable growth, Retief explained. He highlighted that a staggering 92% of organizations struggle to mitigate supply chain risk due to a lack of visibility and collaboration with trading partners. While 75% now check if key suppliers have continuity plans, 68% say they are constantly responding to high-impact disruptions, often without enough time to recover before the next one hits. Diversify and orchestrate. Retief outlined what must change. In today's landscape, strategy can't be confined to balance sheets and boardrooms. It must start with a clear-eyed view of a network, where it's strong, where it's vulnerable, and how it responds under stress. We can do this by considering geographic and strategic tailwinds. Look at the advantages the geographic diversity of Africa can offer, such as proximity to key resources and markets, access to transportation networks, like ports, highways, and railways, favorable trade agreements, and access to resources, he urged the audience. Through geographic diversity, businesses in South Africa and Africa, as well as foreign companies investing in the continent, can optimize their supply chains and increase their speed to market. To harness strategic tailwinds, organizations should align their supply chain operations with megatrends in e-commerce, global fulfillment networks, and life sciences, as well as sustainability imperatives. Retief said diversification is key, sharing highlights from a recent trend report that emphasized the urgent need for supply chain diversification. This is not a new concept, but one that is now sharply in focus. Diversification includes multi-shoring and omni-sourcing. Spreading supplier and manufacturing bases across countries or continents reduces dependency on one location and mitigates geopolitical or environmental risk. Increasing the number of suppliers, even within the same region, creates built-in resilience should any one vendor fail to deliver, he explained. Diversifying logistics operations with a distributed network of warehouses and distribution centers improves supply continuity and responsiveness in the face of localized disruptions, Retief continued. Multimodal transport is also part of the mix. Relying on a combination of air, sea, rail, and road, and even bicycles for last-mile delivery, ensures flexibility across the entire transport chain. Finally, Retief stressed that supply chain orchestration must be the glue that holds it all together. This is the coordinated management of all elements, processes, people, technology, and data, to ensure seamless, efficient operations across increasingly complex, global supply chains, he expanded. The environment we live in today doesn't just call for better supply chain management, it demands strategic reinvention. The supply chain must be reimagined, not as a cost center, but as a competitive advantage, agile, diversified, and ready for whatever comes next.